Hi everyone, I'm Lilith. Welcome to Startup and Balance Podcast. Today's episode is an honest conversation from myself to you. It's a solo podcast talking to you about my experiences from where I have experienced change in my life and that I have noticed that believing in myself was really the essential tool to have to be able to go through these changes. Through examples of me having changes that I had no control over in my life and changes that I chose to be able to find that balance in my life. I hope that my experiences serve you as an example for you to always learn that the answers are inside of you and that believing in yourself is what gets you through any change in life. Again, this is just my personal opinion. I hope that you stay till the end, and I hope that this brings value to your life. I'm here today to talk to you about a topic that has been in my mind quite a bit as I face another of my dreams and challenges, and I continue to question, should I do this or not? So today I want to take you into the journey of what it is to believe in yourself, even when the people that surround you create this doubt and tell you the reasons why you should not do what you think your dream is. So to give you a little bit of background, when I was coming here to France, many of my family members told me that's a crazy idea, that you're going to leave everything that you already know. You're leaving the family. You're going to be alone. You're going to have a lot of struggles. Who's going to take care of the kids when you are sick? Who's going to be there when you need help financially? Who's going to be there to pick you up when you're sad, when you're alone? And the reality is that I didn't know who was going to be there. But I knew that this was something that I needed to try. I was tired of being in the same redundant life and continuing everything that it's inside a box. I have a hard time running my life just as everybody says I should run my life. I have a hard time living in this society where everything is pretty much planned for you. We live a life where we have no aspiration for anything new. And even those people that say, oh, I've challenged myself. I'm going to open a business. I am going to study to be so-and-so. I am going to make such and such money. I am going to buy the biggest house. I am going to buy my next new car. And these are the things that fill their lives in search for that change. But I feel that to be able to achieve a real change in your life, you have to go big and you have to face those things that are very scary. And coming to France was very, very scary for me. Moving from when I was 12 years old, moving out of Honduras with my parents, I had no choice. My parents had decided to move to Miami to improve our life, to improve my dad's possibilities of job, of growing. And I guess he always had in the back of his mind that we were eventually going to grow up in the U.S. since I had been in bilingual school since I was little. So that change was something that I had no control over. Then moving for college, that was a change that I decided. I picked that. However, still some influence from my parents of, don't go too far, because if you go too far, I'm not going to be able to help you. You know, I'm not going to be able to get there when you need me. And that fear was instilled in me. And that's why I limited myself how far I was going to move for college. And I stayed, I lived in Miami and I stayed in Florida. Then I went to school in Gainesville. So that's as far as I went. Then in college, I finally ventured out for one summer to go even further and not knowing anybody, not being very extrovert. I was very shy in college. I didn't have that many friends. I decided I was going to go and study abroad. I had a friend that planted this idea on my head to go and let's study abroad in France. I have an aunt that lives in France and you can be my roommate. I'm sure it's going to be great. So we went to just put our names down for this summer program that was going to happen in France. As the date got closer and it started the meetings for this program, my friend came to me and told me, guess what? You know what? I don't think my aunt's going to want anybody else there. I don't think that you can come with me. So that kind of, it hurt my feelings and it pushed me to decide, no, I am going to go. I am going to go study abroad. I'm going to go somewhere. I started researching and I looked into going to study abroad at Mexico because I spoke Spanish. So I'm like, well, this is perfect because I have a Spanish minor. I'll be able to go. That didn't work out. And then I saw another program that opened up to go into Spain, to go to Salamanca, Spain. In my Spanish class, the teacher spoke about this program and whomever was interested had to go to this meeting. I went to the meeting and I was like scared to death to go to this, the unknown. I had no idea who was going. I had no idea how this was going to work. No idea if I was going to have money for it. But I went anyways. And what pushed me to go through with it is just believing that I can do it. I can do what I set my mind to. And I ended up going to all of the meetings, made one friend that happened to be in one of my Spanish classes too, and she volunteered to be my roommate. She's like, I don't have a roommate, you know, if you want to be mine. And that friendship became a very deep, long friendship that I still have. I met this girl when I was extremely shy and spoke to nobody. I was that student that did not want to be spoken to and just went to class to learn, take my notes and leave. And she had the patience to actually be there for me and see me grow and push me. So she now is a very good friend of mine and is continuing to push me, continuing to tell me that I can do more than I think I can. And we do that for each other. And now I feel this fear again. As I am in France and decided with my husband that it is time for us to move on to another country. I never felt that I fit in completely in France, not speaking the language, being Latin. So I felt maybe in a place where I spoke Spanish, it would be way easier for us. Spain was his first choice when we decided to move abroad, but I wanted the challenge. I wanted to go into France. I wanted to learn a different language and offer my children a different language because I already spoke Spanish. So the adventure part of this whole move was necessary for me. Well, as I approach this move to Spain, all these fears keep coming back. This fear of, am I doing the right move? Am I going to hate it there? Maybe I'm okay here in France. Maybe I need to give France another chance. And then there's this voice in me that says, no, you've given it enough chances. You've been here for 3 years. I think that you're not settled. It's time to move. It's time to go to the next level. And I have realized that everything, every change in my life has been every 3 years. I have changed jobs every 3 years. We're now moving. We were moving every 3 years. Like even when I was in Miami, we lived in our house, our first house before we got married. It was a townhouse. And I believe we were there only for 3 years too. We got married and had our kid. And I was like, okay, we need a different environment. We need something different. Something had to change, even though, trust me, having a child is a big change in your life. But somehow we ended up now needing a different home. So at least for me, I needed a different home, a different environment. And now being in France after 3 years, I feel like it's starting to feel very redundant, and it's starting to feel like I'm just running in this hamster wheel and nothing is changing. I'm getting comfortable. I know how things are, but it still doesn't feel like home. So something is missing, and it continues to push me that this change is necessary. So sometimes we do not think that we're capable of doing things. We let other people talk us out of it. We listen to other people's opinion. And if you sit down and ask yourself, what is it that you really want in your life? You'll see things more clearly when you start writing down your thoughts than trying to look for the answer outside of you. So today, listening to a podcast from this guy called Brandon Burchard, and he just launched a new program called the Growth Day. And they were talking about believing in yourself. Believing in yourself is very important to do any changes in life. And it never gets easy. But what gets easier is recognizing when you're not trusting your own self and your own gut feeling. As you go in life, you have to challenge yourself, and you can't stay in the same safety life, in the same redundant thing. I feel like when you stay because of fear, you end up unhappy, because eventually you'll be like, what if I would have done that? What if I would have done this? And that what if turns into a complete sadness, like dissatisfaction on your life. So believing in yourself is something that's essential to launch a business, to have a new house, if you're planning to save up to buy a new house, to change your career, to continue having happiness in your life. It's like believing in what is your core value, your core values, is what's important. There will always be challenges. There will always be people telling you, no, that's not the thing that you should be doing. You should be doing that. And it's up to you to just shut down all that clutter, you know, all that noise that just interrupts what you really, you know the answer. The answer is always in yourself. So what I want you to take from this is that going forward, any decision that you make, do not make your decisions by having it being checked by everybody else. It's okay to have a community. It's okay to have other people listen to your dream, your goal. You have to share your goals, because when you share it and you actually achieve it, it becomes this bigger satisfaction of, yes, I did it. When you don't share things with anyone, then you don't get that same achievement. But when you share, you have to be careful who you're sharing this with. Everybody is going to have an opinion, and you have to be very focused on understanding that listening to other people's opinion is just a fuel for you to decide still what is your core value, what is your inner self telling you. So I want you to wrap your head around going after a dream, always believing in yourself, writing down everything that it's taking you to this next level. Why is it that you want this change? Share it with friends and family, but remember that at the end, it is your decision. It is your gut feeling that's going to tell you what's the next step. So I'll leave you with that message of go after your dreams and remember to always believe in yourself no matter what obstacle comes your way. As I am facing this right now, I have to tell myself every day, why am I changing my environment? What is the positive things that are coming out of this change? What is it that I am looking for? And is this the right path for me and my family? I can listen to my family's opinion. I can listen to my outside family's opinion. But at the end, is a decision for me, my husband, and my kids. So thank you for listening today. I hope I didn't just ramble along and take you into a little circle of nothing. But I hope that you take from today that believing in yourself is very important for anything in life. I hope you found this interesting and maybe it opened up some questions for you. I encourage that you go out there and explore different ways that you can find balance in your own life. I'm here just to bring you more about my journey to balance. And I'm learning along with you. I don't have all the answers. And remember that only you know what's best for you. So take what serves you and toss what doesn't. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend or a family member that might get something out of this. This is my way to share my journey with you and inspire you to go after your own. Subscribe to this podcast if you want to hear more about this journey and to be notified every time that I post a new episode. And just remember that balance is unique to each of us. So go out there and create your own balance.